Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Man, this your boy Petey Pete, or you can call me Pete Richardson. But all I got to say is, man, today's a great day, man. I'm actually in West Texas. I'm nowhere near East Texas where it's taking place over there in Houston where Hurricane Harvey is taking place, man. All my prayers and all my condolences goes into that. And shout out to everybody who donated there too as well, man. I know a few celebrities has donated there, as far as like one of my favorite comedians, Kevin Hart, T.I. But actually, Kevin Hart has started a real challenge. I know some people get these little freestyle challenges going on, and you know stuff don't really mean nothing at the end of the day. But shout out to Kevin Hart for starting out this challenge, man, to donate to Houston. And I know Chris Brown is one of them too. He said he's going to donate directly because he doesn't trust the Red Cross. And but yeah, T.I., The Rock, the Kardashians, they all donated. So shout out to those guys. I know I see on Twitter a lot more other people has donated. And I see here locally in Lubbock, man, I see the Lubbock Police Department, they're headed that way. I saw a picture of them headed that way. And also you can donate whenever you check out in United Supermarkets and Amigos. When I was up at work at 1049 The Beat, that's what they said, that you could, whenever you check out, you can donate to the Red Cross there as well. And, you know, a little goes a long ways, you know what I mean? So shout out to everybody who created a change that they do want to see. And if you're just not tuning in, you are tuned into my show called Soar Every Day. Reason why it's called Soar Every Day is because, man, every day we got to soar. Every day we lit. Hey, every day we lit. Nah, just playing. But yeah, man, if you want to call in, go ahead and call in 877-921-1656. If you know anybody that's around the Houston area, want to give a shout out to somebody in the Houston area, go ahead and call me 877-921-1656. And before I get started, if you guys don't really know too much about Soar Radio, it actually was a research project that I ended up turning into a business. But I created it as a nonprofit, but it's a for-profit business. Ended up falling in love with radio and got kicked out of a group. Long story short, I did two research projects, and that was after my football days, so I didn't have nothing else to dedicate my to. So I was like, I guess it's time for me to dedicate to my book. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I came up with a project called Stack, Seeking the Answer for Childhood Cancer, and then I came up with Soar, Saving Athletes Respectfully, and I started this podcast back in 2012, September, and I've been doing it ever since, faithfully. But then I was just like, you know, I just don't want to talk to people, so what is it that I like to do? And I started doing play-by-play. Shout out to the West Texas Outlaws. Without them, man, I don't know if I would have felt in love, you know, doing play-by-play and being an announcer and that. So shout out to the West Texas Outlaws. They will be having tryouts too as well. But now, man, I've done it. Shout out to Lubbock Lights Out too as well, man, because I actually am the voice of their team too as well. All July and I believe June, and they had some national tournaments. I called their games, and I had no idea that I won't be doing play-by-play or even talking to the radio. You know, positive things happen to positive people, and sometimes you might not know where you're going, but as long as you just keep going, you're gonna end up finding your destination. And with that being said, I am now the voice of the Petersburg Buffaloes, baby, number 7 ranked team here in Texas. So let me give a shout out to Miss Debbie. I put a flyer up on Facebook, and they reached out to me, and they gave me a trial run. I went and did a trial run, me and the wifey, and they liked it and loved it. So shout out to the Petersburg Buffaloes. And speaking of Petersburg Buffaloes, let's be clear. Week 1 of your football season is here. I smell victory all in the air. But most importantly, I don't smell no fear. Buffalo Nation, I can tell that a win is near. That's part of the speech that I gave them on my social media. You can check that out on our SOAR page. On our SOAR page and on my Instagram, PDPeter05. So shout out to the Petersburg Buffaloes, man. I can't wait to get started to do play-by-play. And all I got to say is let me give a shout out to Porter, Oklahoma, too, as well. Man, I got my brothers, Josh and Jacob. They ready to do a post-game show for Porter. So, man, Zach Ross, I'm waiting to talk to you, boy. You know what I'm saying? So we can go ahead and get it in, so we can go ahead and start soaring there in Oklahoma. You know, you got to be the change that you want to see. I remember playing high school football, and that's actually where Jack Ross, he's the head coach of Porter right now, and Jack Ross was actually my quarterback. He transferred in. I actually took my homeboy Chubb spot at quarterback. But it's all good. You got to give credit when credit is due. Jack was like the only quarterback that could now throw me as I was running, and I ran a 4.32. My junior year, I ran a 4.35, and that was at the Tulsa University camp. It wasn't none of them Rudy boots that y'all know. You know what I'm saying? That was actually a laser. Went down there, and I did my thing. You feel me? So let me give a shout-out to all the high school people that's about to start football this year. And I know there's some juniors and seniors that's hungry. But I'm going to tell you what, man. While y'all on that social media, y'all need to be out there playing. I didn't have social media. I mean, I didn't even know how to text, really, until I got to college, man. I didn't even care about that stuff. I didn't let my mind wander like that. You know what I mean? I was so focused. I would wake up. We would go work out in the morning with the high school team. Then I'd go to Wagner, Oklahoma, work out again. You know what I mean? But that was just something that I wanted to do, just wanted to achieve that scholarship. But anyways, Texas Tech, they play Eastern Washington, the Eastern Washington Eagles, 3 p.m. on Saturday in the Jones Stadium. And, man, you know what? I really can't wait to this game, man. Last year, they went 5-7, and they had the first-round draft pick, Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is showing out for the Kansas City Chiefs right now as well. Shout out to him. But, yeah, Texas Tech, they open up their season against Washington Eagles at 3 p.m. The starting quarterback will be Nick Schimmick, but I don't think he's going to last. You know, I'm going to come out and say it right now. I don't think he's going to last. I know we got a backup that's just getting off of suspension. He had gotten into some trouble, but I believe Tech, and shout out to Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury know how to pick them quarterbacks, don't he? And that's why I don't think Nick Schimmick is going to last. I think Cliff is going to ride with him as long as he can. But, you know, it's all Cliff wants to keep his job. I know he loves Lubbock. And when it's all said and done, I believe that these Red Raiders this year are looking. Nobody want to be a losing team. You know what I mean? I think a star is going to break loose this year. I know here in Lubbock, we all like, oh, no, Cliff, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, what Cliff gonna do, man? But I think it's these years right here that don't nobody really know the star. And you know what I'm saying? And one star has left, and now it's time for a new era. But I think, man, Texas Tech, somebody's gonna step up. You mark my word. We're gonna go back to August 29th, and y'all gonna say, man, PDP called it. Watch, it's gonna be a new Texas Tech star. So, with that being said, man, until that star breaks loose, it could be Nick Schimmick. I could be wrong. You know, it could be Nick Schimmick. He had a great game against the University of Kansas Jayhawks last year, and he also has his own business as well. And, you know, and that drive off the field often carries on the field and that ambition and stuff like that. So it could be Nick Schimmick. You know what I'm saying? But that's why you play the game. But like, I honestly don't think he will finish, but he might surprise me. He might step up and be the star. But I know the defense is strong this year. And, you know, they almost say that like every year in camp because we go again. I mean, I started out as a running back and ended up on the defense. But every year it's always, man, Tech defense. Y'all remember when Templeville was here, we won like 5-6 games straight talking about Tech defense. But we didn't play nobody in the Big 12. Then we lost the last 6-7 games straight. But hey, that, like I said, that's why you play the game. Also, Hurricane Harvey. We're going to talk about the events that happened on August 28th, which was yesterday. And we all know in 2015, Hurricane Harvey, man, one of the biggest hurricanes that's really touched here in America. So that's no bueno. If we remember back in 2005, Hurricane Katrina took over New Orleans. And I remember that was actually my freshman year, and all Tulane came down here. And I remember it was four girls. They were some big girls, too. Well, not like big, but, you know, they played basketball. And they looked like the set it off girls. They used to come and eat with us, boy. We was like, you don't want to mess with them, boy. They look like they'll set it off for real. But, yeah, in 2005, it was Hurricane Katrina. And in 1970, y'all remember a group called the Jackson 5? I'll be there. I'll be there. Don't you know, baby? Yeah, yeah. I'll be there. Hey, don't talk about my singing, but yeah. I'll be there. yeah, in 1970, on August 28th, the Jackson 5 actually released I'll Be There. Just call my name and I'll be there. Just look over your shoulder, honey. And man, I remember watching that, man. Man, made my great grandmother rest in peace, mother, man. I remember sitting on her floor and watching The American Dream, and it was the Jackson 5. And I just remember sitting on mother's floor and just watching that movie, like saying, one day, one of these days, I'm gonna be an entertainer. One of these days, I just knew I was gonna be something. Didn't really know what it was, but I just knew I was gonna be something. But I started out playing sports, and you know, everything happens for a reason. So I just want to say, man, just keep pushing. But yeah, 1970 on August 28th, Jackson 5 released I'll Be There, and most importantly, in 1963, 54 years ago, and a day, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. released I Have a Dream that one day little black girls and little white girls will be able to, and little black boys and little white boys will be able to sit at the table. And they'll be able to judge not that my kids can, but the content of their character. Shout out to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And, yeah, they marched on Washington and spoke in front of the Abraham Lincoln Memorial. And it was about, what, over 22,000 activists there. And all I can say is, man, slavery had ended, what, in the 1800s. And Dr. King, man, I actually recited some of his speech on One for Now to Be yesterday on his anniversary, man. And I get too emotional. I get too riled up. And I mean, because I'm passionate, man. I'm passionate about people. Because people nowadays, man, you know, they either give from you or they take from you. I know nowadays, well, not just any day, not just nowadays, but even back in the day, especially growing up in a small town, you get around some people and they just take all the energy out of you. You don't even realize it, you know, until you, like, you leave and come back. You be like, dang, man, I can't even be around such and such. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, also today, Michael Jackson would have been 59 years old. 59 years old, man. He actually died on June 25th in 2009. Woo! MJ, the king of pop, man. You know, it's always a conspiracy, man. They talking about him and them kids. And I remember I was in Muskogee, Oklahoma, at an eye doctor's office talking to, I think her name was Julie. And we was all talking because everybody at that time, everybody was just talking bad about Michael Jackson. I mean, just talking bad. And I remember Eddie Griffin, one of my favorite comedians, just talking bad. And Cat Williams, just talking bad about Michael Jackson, man. And I remember we were talking there, and our doctor was like, everybody going to be upset when Michael Jackson passed. And that was June 24th. And the next day, he actually passed. And that was in 2009. I remember my mama calling me at times. She was laughing, but it was cool, but it wasn't like a laugh. She was laughing, John, asking me, are you crying? But I really was about to. But I was like, well, let me hold it together because I know my mama's going to be clowning me. And we know you don't like for your mama to clown you. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's just me. You know what I mean? Just me. But yeah, Michael Jackson would have turned 59 today, the king of pop. It don't matter if you're black or white. Yeah, actually, man, I'm the first Michael Jackson video I ever seen in a CD I had is whenever do you remember the time when we fell in love, do you remember the time when we first met, girl? Hey, oh, Eddie Murphy was in that, Eddie Murphy and Magic Johnson was in that video, man. Woo! Hey, man, shout out to Michael Jackson. May he rest in peace. Shout out to the Jackson family. You know what I'm saying? But also, word on the street, one of the most anticipated fights, place, Saturday, Floyd Mayweather against Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor actually got beat by one of my favorite UFC fighters, Nate Diaz. And then, but Conor ended up getting the best out of three, I believe. And Conor won by boxing. I mean, boxed him up. Pop, 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 pop. You know, his box boxing look way different than it did in the boxing ring. But anyways, and Mayweather came out and said, if I see an opportunity to make $300 million in 36 minutes, I'm going to take advantage of that opportunity. And he ain't fought in 2 years, 49 years. What's his name? Yeah, 39 years old. My bad, 39 years old. His record was 49-0. But, yeah, he went out, and I went ahead and thought about it long and well, I didn't think about it long and hard, man. I was just like, I asked my wife, should I get the fight? She was like, no. But then I was like, well, you know what, man? It's my job to talk to the people. I got to get the people, like, my real perspective of the fight and don't go by for social media because, you know, social media, man, there's so much editing stuff going on. You know what they say, believe half of what you see and nothing what you hear. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, just let me watch this myself. And I ended up getting the fight. And it's funny because I was like, as I went past one screen, I was like, nah, I ain't going to get it. Try to go back. It wouldn't let me go back. And I was like, well, because it had two versions. It had the regular version, then it had the HD version. And my wife was like, oh, it's more than $100. I said, nah, babe, that's actually the HD version. We're going to click up here, you know, just in case. And sure enough, they got me because I tried to go back. You know what I'm saying? I tried to go back, but it wouldn't let me go back. And then, man, we ended up watching the fight, and Mayweather started out real slow. It was like, McGregor won, what, the first maybe two or three rounds? But I think Mayweather knew. He was like, I can't just go out there and knock this dude out because people are going to be upset. They're going to want their money back. And people, you know, so Mayweather went out there and filled him out, you know what I mean? And everybody know, you know, excuse my language, but everybody know that crazy white boy. You know what I'm saying? That crazy white boy that just don't seem like what happened. You know, he going to get up. You know, that's what Conor McGregor seemed like, you know what I'm saying? But I think Mayweather was just out there, And then McGregor hit him with a nice little uppercut. But whenever McGregor hit him with that nice uppercut, Mayweather probably was like, oh, bruh, is that it? Is that it? You know what I'm saying? And then that thing, you know, boom, 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 boom. When it got to about round seven, man, Floyd was just throwing them things on him, hit him with like nine straight haymakers. Pop, 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 pop. Yay, yay, yay. Uh-huh. Yeah. But, yeah, man, Mayweather went ahead and TKO'd him in the 10th round. McGregor didn't actually fall. The referee called it because Mayweather was just like, McGregor couldn't even hold his hands up. Couldn't even hold his hands up. So, shout out to Floyd Mayweather. And Floyd Mayweather actually donated, allegedly, $200 million to the Hurricane Harvey relief program down there in Houston, Texas. So, you know, he put his money where his mouth is. He ended up winning, they say allegedly $300 million, but he ain't got the money yet. You know, he already got most of all that money anyway, but he got a new Bugatti already. Donated, word on the street, he donated $200 million to the Hurricane Harvey Relief Foundation. So shout out to Mayweather and Shout out to you guys that's listening out there too, man. Much love to you. And if you're in the Houston area, I got about 10 minutes before I get off. If you want to call in and give an update, 877-921-1656. That's 877-921-1656. And first off, and just let me say this, man. Football season's coming up. School just started, you know. And I don't know. I kind of got the wrong. Dropped my son off, man. I kind of got the wrong vibe from this little teacher, you know. And that's why I gotta say this one thing about being black too. People look at his name, not just being black, dark skinned. People look at you like, ah, I'm like, yeah, homie, you know, like, you don't even want this over here, you know what I mean? But anyways, man, but the teacher was just reminding me of one of my second grade teacher. But my kids, they only in pre-K, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, hey, come over here, you know, we live in a picture world now. It was like, but didn't even seem like they wanted to let them the mamas take pictures with the kids. And I was like, oh, just let me get one complaint. You know what I'm saying? Because I be seeing videos of these people, man, hitting kids. They don't think the camera's watching. You know, slapping kids. They don't think the camera's watching. They're talking crazy to them, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we live in another day and age, baby. You know what I'm saying? We live in a totally another day and age. But, yeah, I kind of got a bad vibe whenever I drop my son off. But you know what? I walked into school today, too, and I just think it's just first impressions. You know, first impressions goes a long way, but I think everything is going to be fine. But it just made me be on guard. Even though I probably should be on guard anyway, right? You know what I'm saying? But hey, I'm all anyways. But yeah, man, here's some sore updates. Whenever Petersburg start their game, I will be calling it play by play on that. So I really can't wait to get working on them. You can catch me Monday through Saturday on 104.9 The Beat. Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. on 104.9 The Beat, and on Saturdays I'm live on the air 2 to 6 p.m. on 104.9 The Beat. And then, yes, I am. Don't mean to brag, but yes, I am the number one radio. I got the number one show in Lubbock, Texas. Number one on their personality between 3 and 7, which is prime time. You know what I mean? And the next step for me to go is to be on the morning show, and that's my goal. I want to be on the morning show. I want to be another Ricky Smiley, Steve Harvey. Don't want to be just like him, but I want to be better. You know what I'm saying? And just get there and get it done. And that's kind of. And I had no idea about that dream. It's just, you know, I gave you my little background on how I started my show or whatnot. And I want to talk to you a little bit about being ambitious and being patient. Is there a such thing as being over ambitious? Because I kind of look at that as being like being, you don't want to be an opportunist. If you try to drink a cup, try to drink out of every cup that you think opportunity is, then you're going to end up running into some poison. Because everybody don't really want you to succeed like that. And people can see that you're trying to succeed and just try to set you up. You know what I mean? I mean, I've seen it firsthand here in everyday life. You know what I mean? Just everyday life here in Lubbock, Texas. Man, you wouldn't believe the type of stuff that I've seen. And you hear some people make some comments. You're like, dang, why would you want to mess up that person's life like that? You know what I mean? So man, it's real. You know what I mean? So it's like you don't want to be over too ambitious to where you just become an opportunist and then you just try to drink out of every glass that people try to give you, man. That's why you do have to be patient. But you can't be too patient. Faith without works is dead. So you can't be too patient to where you can be positive in your mind and be like, yo, man, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. But you just go to your job every day, but you ain't working on this. But you just going to your job every day and you ain't working on this. But you thinking about it, but you're not working on it, thinking about it, not working on it. But then, man, if somebody, everybody, nobody, nothing is new up is up under the sun. Nothing is new under the sun. Somebody has the same idea that you have. Like, I was looking on Facebook, somebody got sore radio. I was like, what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? But so I was just like, man, nothing's new under the sun. Not everybody, but there's somebody out there with the same idea as you. But, I mean, It's not that you're procrastinating. It's just not important to you. You know what I mean? So faith without works is dead. And all I gotta say is you gotta be. And that's what I'm dealing with. Trying to be in between being patient and being ambitious is because I could be so ambitious and try to do so much and then end up shooting my own self in the foot because I'm not living in the right now moment. You know what I mean? You gotta cherish what you have right now. Be thankful for what you have before it becomes something that you had. Let me say that again. Be thankful for what you have before it becomes something that you had. And the best way I can think about, best example I can give you about that, you know, maybe it's a job. Maybe you got a job that you really wanted, but the pay may not really be there as you want to, so you keep searching for other jobs, and then you just try to be an opportunist and jump another boat, and next thing you know, you're just not happy. You know what I mean? Or it could be like a relationship. Your girl can get on your nerves, and you like you see girls on social media. I need a girl like that. I need a girl like this, and then come to find out she ain't nothing what she was on social media. So that's why you should be thankful for what you have before it becomes something that you had. Just chill out, smell the roses, and if they stink, it may be your fault, baby. You know what I'm saying? The grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's just green where you water it. You know what I mean? And for the married people out there, woo! You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know sometimes it could be a struggle, but ain't nothing like living with your best friend. You feel me? And also, let me give you guys an update. I have a PDP comedy show that's going on at Jake's Back Room. It's going to be at September 16th at 9 o'clock. And Jake's Back Room is here in Lubbock, Texas. And whenever, like, 21 Savage comes, Trade of Truth comes, that's where they perform at. You know, so it's a great venue. I'm actually taking a leap of faith to go ahead and do stand-up. And I really can't believe I reached out to them. I can't believe that they said, yeah, okay, man, that's a lot of stuff I can't believe. But I do watch Ricky Smiley every Tuesday. And, man, it's just such an inspiration, you know what I mean? And stand-up is something I've actually been thinking about doing for about 3 years now. And I just now built the courage to do it. And so if you're in Lubbock, man, or if you're not in Lubbock, come see me. The show is called Petey Pete's Comedy Show, The Stuff I Can't Say on the Radio. Petey Pete's Comedy Show, The Stuff I Can't Say on the Radio. So it's going down September 16th, 9 o'clock in Jake's Back Room. We'll have a music performance as well, ASAP Cherry. He actually from Oklahoma as well. He was like, he didn't even know I was Pete Richardson from Muskogee. He was like, you Pete Richardson from Muskogee? You play running back? He was like, oh, these people down here don't even know. I was like, yeah, bro, they don't know, man. I used to tote that rock, you know what I mean? And so, you know, everything happens for a reason, man. I always want to make people feel better, do better, and now that's what I get to do on the radio, you know what I mean? So shout out to ASAP Cherry. He will be closing up the show with a music performance. You either with me or against me. Hey, you either with me or against me. That's ASAP Cherry. But, yo, man, I actually got some chicken in the oven that I'm baking right now. I'm about to go check on that. Hopefully it ain't got too dry. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing worse than some dry chicken. Or some overdone dry pizza. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? I want to say thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and follow me on my Snapchat, PDP05. My Instagram is PDP05. And my Facebook is P. Richardson, PDPete, okay? Do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. And make sure you stay true to yourself, be yourself, because everybody else is taken. Yo, that's sore every day. PDP.